Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good, and God is on a throne. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. Thank God for Jesus, and thank God for you, you, and you. Yes, he's working miracles, signs, and wonders. He's truly a God that could do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Continue to call upon the name of Jesus. We're going to have a little bit of praise and worship. Then we'll go into our scripture, into our lesson for the day. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Now here is our praise and worship music for this morning. God bless you real good.
Sorry.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine. found, was blind, but now I see. Isn't God good? That's the kind of God that we serve. He is truly amazing. And he's doing great and mighty things, my loved ones. Yes, he is. 24 hours a day, we are praying without ceasing. And we thank God for the opportunity to pray without ceasing. My dear ones, we're going to go to our protection psalm, Psalm 91. And we know that we read breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. And I want you to learn this, because there may be a time when you may not have your Bible with you, may not have your laptop with you, may not have your computer, may not be working. Psalm 91, get it in your spirit. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Psalm 91 let you know there's a reward for the wicked. And I pray that you're not one of the wicked ones. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore, for I deliver him. Thank you, God. Isn't that good? Because he hath set his love upon me. He has set his love upon you and me. The greatest love of all, the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Look at verse 15, Psalm 91. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. God has answered your prayer. He said, yes, no, wait. You're not ready yet. God has answered your prayer. I hear folks say, God has answered my prayer. Yes, he has. He's answered your prayer. It may not be the answer that you want. You want to put it in the microwave oven and want it to happen right away. Maybe he's trying to teach you something. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Even when you're in trouble, he's with you, my dear ones. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91 in its entirety. The word of God for the people of God. May it bless the hearers and doers of his word. God's word is already blessed. So we ain't got to bless it again. God's word is already blessed, my dear ones. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for salvation. I pray that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Word of God says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God for saving me. I thank God for those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Psalm 37. Somebody's going through something this morning. He didn't say it was going to be easy because you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But he said he would send us a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So when you're upset, you don't know what's going on, why it's going on, why they're saying these things about you, go to the Word of God. They crucified him. Thank God you have not been crucified. And he said he'll send you a comforter. That comforter is the Holy Ghost. Go to the Word of God. Write down your feelings. Write down your thoughts. Even write down your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you can go to a therapist. It's okay. Mental health therapist, counselor, psychologist. But I pray that it's a Christian one. A man or woman of God. We know that all pastors are not counselors. The Word of God talks about counselors. Yes, it does. So it's okay. Find yourself a Christian counselor. Find yourself a man or woman of God that knows the Word, that's living according to the Word of God. We always can talk to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but he always provides someone here on earth that we could talk with, that we could trust. That's not going to put your business all over the church or in the street, all over your job. Stop telling everybody all of your business. That's why you don't have any. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. My dear ones, trust in the Lord and do good. So that thou still dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And he's going to feed you spiritually and physically and financially. He's going to bless you with the favor of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. You got to be committed to the Lord. Not one day you trust him, the next day I don't know. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass in his time. Hold your head up high, according to the Word of God. Now, you want people to do right by you, got to do right by people too. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear this morning. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the Word of God. Thank you, God. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest, my dear ones, in the Lord. Rest. Keep your big mouth shut. Keep your big mouth shut. Yes, I said it. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. But the Word said, and he's going to give you what? The desires of your heart. Rest in the Lord, number one. Wait patiently for him, number two. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Number three. Because of the wicked man who bringeth what? Because the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. You cease from anger, and you're going to feel so much better. No more migraine headaches. God's going to give you some relief from those aches and pains. Blood pressure will go down. Diabetes numbers will go down. He will even heal you. Yes, he will. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. We don't need to be getting anybody back. We don't need to be cursing anybody out. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God. Some people we got to release ourselves from. Them go. Let them go, my dear ones. People, places, and things. We got to let go and let God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. He has an inheritance for you. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You're going to look around, and he or she will be gone. God may even take you out that situation. Yes, he will. Thank you, God, for releasing me from some people, places, and things. Won't he do it? And don't worry about why they're not calling you. Don't worry about why they're not coming to see you any longer. Don't worry about why they're not inviting you to their parties that are not Christian parties. They're not Christian cookouts. Not Christian conversations. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in what? In abundance of peace. Thank God for peace, my sisters and brothers. And he said he's going to give you an abundance of peace. Isn't God good? He will let your cup overflow. Yes, he will. Abundance of peace. And somebody ought to thank God for the abundance of peace. In your home, on your job, in your neighborhood, in your classes at school, universities. Thank God for peace. Nothing like a peace of mind. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Thank you, God. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. Mm-hmm. For you see that his day is coming. All you got to do is sit back. It's okay, God. I'll release that person to you. I'm not going to even try anymore with him. I'm going to pray. I'm going to continue to pray, Lord. But I turn him over to you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright conversation. Keep your conversation upright. Keep your conversation clean. Keep your conversation holy. Keep your conversation encouraging someone, motivating someone, letting someone know how good God is. Even in times we don't quite understand what is going on, why it's going on, why is this happening to me, Lord? Keep your conversations holy. Say, I trust God. I believe in God. I know what God can do. I know that God is working this situation out because I am his child, and I can cry out, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Watch out. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. What goes around, come around. What you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. Thank you, God. God has not forgotten about you. Whatever you did for that person, you did it from your heart, with love. If you're not doing it for the glory of God, don't do it at all. If you're going to talk about what you did for that person, how you blessed them with food, how you blessed them with money to pay their rent, how you did this and how you did that, and you didn't do it anyhow, God did it. It was God's food, God's money. Thank God that he gave you the ability to be in your right mind to bless that person, even if they don't say thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. Mm-hmm. That's right. I thank God for a little bit. I praise him every day for the little bit that I have. I may not have all the silver and gold. I may not have a 14-room mansion. I may not have a Mercedes or Rolls Royce, Acura. I thank God for the little bit. I thank God for my transportation. I thank God for my home and where I live. Even if you live in one room, you thank God. An apartment, you thank God. Thank him for a little bit and praise him and glorify him and magnify him. And he will bless you with more in due time. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. Don't we know a lot of rich, wicked people? Uh-huh. Because they're trusting in their money. They're trusting in their degrees. Some even trusting in their good looks, getting over. Some are trusting because they're con artists. But they're not getting over on God. Thank you, Jesus. And if you know God, they're not going to continue to get over on you either. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Yes, men and women of God, that's for you too. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You pray for those that despitefully use you. Release them into the hands of God. We can't change people. We can't even change ourselves. We're still a piece of work. My God, my God, my God. Yes, some of us sitting in the church are still a piece of work. Thank you, God. Pray without ceasing. Arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Are you one of the righteous ones this morning? That he's upholding you. Yes, he is. God has not forgotten about you. He knows exactly what you're going through, and he knows why. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Trust him. Live the life that God has designed for you to live. You can't serve two masters, the world and God. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You can't have a girlfriend and a wife. You can't have a boyfriend and a wife. You can't serve two masters. The love of money is the root of all evil. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. Thank you, Jesus. One foot in the world and one foot in the church. You got to be committed to God. And as I always say, it's God, family, and church. God, family, and church. That's the order God gave me. God comes first. Then your family, then the church. Thank you, Jesus. You have a loved one that may be sick. You have a friend that may need your help, a brother or a sister that stand in need. You need to be a blessing to them. Thank you, God. You need to be a blessing to them and watch God move in your life. Amen. God is using you. God is blessing you to be a blessing to someone else. And he's going to lead and direct you and tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Thank you, God. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Someone is going through something this morning, and believe me, you're not by yourself. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. No cross, no crown. Prayer begins with words. Perhaps you're asking, but why does just speaking words have spiritual power? Isn't prayer more than just words? Yes, prayer is more than words. But prayer begins with and ends with words. As the great religions of the world have always known, the Word is God in action. The Word is God in action, my dear ones. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. My God, my God, my God. Someone said, who created God? I told them, go to the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And without him, the Word, was not anything made. John 1:1-3. Atheists. I don't believe in God. Who made God? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And without him, the Word was not anything made. Go to John, 1:1-3. It's there. The Word is dynamic because it creates. Watch your words. Watch what you speak. The Word is dynamic because it creates. By his stripes I am healed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. The Word is dynamic because it creates. Speech is the very breath of God because it creates. Nothing is more alive with power. Nothing has more creative power than affirmative words. The Word of God. The Scriptures. This is true because words of truth have life. Then he said, let there be light. Then he named all those animals, gave Noah names for all those animals that went on that ark. Words. This is true because the words of truth have life. The power of the tongue, life or death. Intelligence and substance within them, which are released through decree. I decree and declare that you will hear this word this morning and believe the word of God and believe that with God all things are possible. The reason the prayer of affirmations has been used by all civilizations and cultures from the beginning of time until the present is because the great minds down through the ages have known the what? The Word has creation power. Or creative power. The Word have creative power. Thank you, God. The Word, not you. Remember, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And without him was nothing made. Get that in your spirit. The Word of God. Words of truth are sharp as a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12, and simply cut through the navigation and dissolve it, thereby releasing the omnipresent good. Thank you, God. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and without verses 1 through 5. Then we go to Hebrews, my dear ones, 4:12. Words of truth are sharp. And I said, words of truth are sharp as a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. And quickly cut through negation and dissolve it, thereby releasing the omnipresent good of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. The Greeks said that the word is filled with cosmetic power. In India, the spoken word of affirmation is considered the greatest power in the world. The Chinese have long believed that the words are powerful, that no piece of paper containing written words should ever be destroyed, even when it is no longer of value. And I believe that when Steve Harvey wrote that little information about him being on TV. And a teacher said that you will never be on TV. You cannot speak correctly. You stutter when you talk. Why did you write that down like that? God gave Steve Harvey those words, and he wrote them on paper. The teacher said, you'll never be on TV. The teacher said. It was written. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the written word that Steve Harvey wrote. And he believed it. Thank you, God. He believed it. The teacher broke his heart. He was saddened by that as a little child. But someone told him, don't throw that paper away. Hold on to it. And he held on to it. The word. Uh-huh. The written word as a child. God spoke to him as a child. And he said he was going to be on TV. And then it manifests the word, the written word by a child. And he believed that. It manifests. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare that as you speak the good that God placed into your mind, your body, spirit, and soul, it will come to pass. Write your vision and make it plain. Trust in God. Commit yourself to the Almighty Living God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Father, we thank you right now for the beginning. We thank you for the Word, the spoken Word, the written Word, the Holy Bible. And we thank you that you've given us the opportunity today to speak your Word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. By his stripes I am healed. I trust in you, God. I have faith in you. I totally depend upon you. I believe that you're working miracles in my life. I believe that you are a miracle worker. I believe and trust, Father God, that you will show me the right pathway to take today. I believe that you have accepted me as your son, as your daughter. I believe that you are protecting me from unseen and unseen danger. I believe that you're watching over my spouse. I believe that you're watching over my children. I believe you have made a believer out of me. I believe that you're going to work everything out. All of my situations, my finances, my health, my mind. I believe that you're going to keep me in my right mind. I have a mind stayed on thee. I decree and declare, my loved ones, that God is taking care of you. I decree and declare that God is a healer, that God could do anything but fail. I decree and declare that child will be released from prison and will be a changed individual. I decree and declare those children you have trained in the right way will come back and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I decree and declare that God will make your enemies your footstools. I decree and declare that you will thirst no longer. You will drink from that living water. I decree and declare that you have food on your table. I decree and declare that your rent, your mortgage will be paid. I decree and declare that you no longer have to walk the streets being homeless. I decree and declare that God will deliver you from drug addiction and alcoholism. I decree and declare that God will regulate that mind of your loved one that may be going through mental illness. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that God will make everything all right in your life. If you trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I decree and declare a blessing upon each and every individual that's on this line this morning. He knows who you are. He knows what you stand in need of. You can continue to trust in him. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, Sister Greta. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Sister Burdette of Washington, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Mother Annie Green, we're praying for Mother Murray Robinson, Father God. Send forth for healing to her mind right now. We know that you're able. Touch our seniors, Father God. Heal their bodies, their minds, and their souls. Touch them that are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. Touch their minds right now. Keep them safe, Father God. Our loved ones, as they walk the streets to go on their jobs, Father God, keep them safe from the firing of illegal weapons in our streets. Keep them safe, Father God, from someone's mind that's suffering from mental illness. Touch that mind right now. Touch that individual, Father God. Touch that mind even as they're in prison that killed his grandparents. Touch his mind, Father God. Touch her mind. No suicide. No suicide, not on our watch, because God is able, and God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Keep your eyes on the prize. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. We lift up Dr. Bernice Moorwright, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We are praying for you and your family, your business. Shanita Kelly, we are praying for you and your business. We are praying for you, Ryel Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond. We are praying for you, Rosie Trahan. We are praying for you, Sister Esther. Continue to pray. Continue to be faithful. Continue to pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're praying without ceasing. Pastor Rosie Cobia, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, New Metropolitan Church. Minister Shern, we are praying for you. Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy. Minister Barbara Duffy. Minister Yvonne McFadden. God is able. Yes, he is. God has not forgotten about you, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage. Touch their bodies, Father God. Comfort them. Comfort their souls. Let there be visitations of the Holy Spirit, those that's in the hospitals, those that's behind prison bars. Make the prisons a place of worship, serving God. Touch the guards. Touch, Father God, those that are there, working faithfully in the name of Jesus. Let them fall on their bended knees and cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Save someone's son, someone's daughter. Deliver them from evil, from the hands of the wicked ones. We pray for our President of the United States, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, Kamala Harris. We pray for our leadership, our governors, our mayors. We pray for all of our newly elected officials. We know that you're able. We know you can do anything but fail. And we trust you right now, Father God. We trust you with our lives. We trust you, God. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is real. And he's real in our souls. And we turn our lives over to you this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer report, praise request, praise reports. We want to hear from you. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. We believe in the power of prayer. We found the answer. We learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you real good.